Well, hello everyone. It's Sarah Lusher here, editor of this November 2022 edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. This month, the cover features a beautiful stag looking straight to camera, head held high against a chilly landscape with snowflakes on his snout and a poppy on one of his antlers. Oh, he's a very handsome beast. So you'll hear about Norwich's war hero brothers, why Emma Bridgewater is still top of the pots, a Norfolk photographer of the stars, and how Norfolk is helping the survival of the curlew. We have our regular features and contributors, so there's lots to listen to. Your readers are Lynette Edwards, Kevin Ford, John Francis and Caroline Aldrey. So to start us off, here is Dominic Castle, editor of the print edition of the Norfolk magazine.
There is an old truism that people often fail to visit the landmarks on their doorsteps, or don't participate in some local event or ritual or whatever, usually for no very good reason. Well, over the past month I've managed to tick off two Norfolk experiences from the list of things I hadn't done up to now but probably ought to have. First was the ferry crossing at Reedham. Now Reedham is on the slightly difficult to get to spectrum, nestled as it is in an elbow of the River Yare. No doubt that's one of the reasons why residents love living there. There is no road bridge crossing and the river is broad here, so since the early 17th century, a boat has ferried folk across the water. Today it has a small vehicle ferry which drags itself to and from on chains, with a couple of cars or vans aboard, plus cyclists and pedestrians. Of course, this is a workaday experience for many, not least the ferrymen, but we somehow picked a rather lovely moment to cross, late on what had been a glorious autumnal October day, with the sun settling down behind the reed beds. Even as the chains clattered, the gears ground and the motor spluttered, it seemed oddly tranquil. So a small something ticked off the bucket list. Next time we'll cross from the South Bank to see what that has to offer. The other experience involved one of our most significant landmarks, Norwich Cathedral. Now I have been in there countless times for all sorts of reasons, from seeing dinosaur skeletons to watching and listening to concerts, but I had never actually been to a service. The day after the ferry crossing, I know, a lot of excitement for one weekend, I found myself seated in the nave for the law service, for the people who work in the administration of justice. There was a little bit of pageantry on show with a procession of bewigged judges, uniformed police officers, sheriffs in their finery, even a chap with a sword. The service was all very good and worthy, but, as with the ferry, there was a moment which touched on the sublime. It was a motet sung by the choir, to music by Thomas Tallis, and it was a moment of oral joy. The voices filled the vast space with a sweetness and clarity that defies description, a moment of purity and delight which held the several hundred congregants in silent thrall. With the sun sending a kaleidoscope of colour splashing through the stained glass, it was a magical, memorable moment. Maybe this month you might think of your own place or event in Norfolk that you've not yet got round to doing and give it a go. It might make a memory.